Thank you, God, for sharing your good news with us today. Amen. So a new two-word phrase has entered our vocabulary the last few weeks, social distancing. And a lot of times we just get the idea that the social distancing thing is like a new phenomenon. It's just something that we came up with just in response to the COVID-19 coronavirus, that it's a way for us to keep our distance from one another. We've become super familiar with lots of things. Like, for instance, the tissue box has become our new best friend. And the tissues, of course, now we also don't only want to have a tissue box, but we also, every time we touch a tissue box, we need to open our hand sanitizer and quickly wipe it down before we pass it on to someone else so that we can share tissues with one another. Social distancing. Don't get too close. It's dangerous. And it is when we're talking about COVID-19. But there are other things that we do for social distancing. Not only do we have gloves that we wear when we go to the grocery store, we are just so desperate for hand sanitizer. And if you're low on hand sanitizer, on our website is a great tip on how to do it yourself for hand sanitizer. It just adds some alcohol and some aloe, and you can make yourself something that you could keep at hand. Add some essential oils for fragrance, and you don't need a big bottle of hand sanitizer. You can make it yourself. Social distancing, though, is not the same as spiritual distancing. We're socially distant from one another in order to keep the germs that are all around us and the disease virus that's all around us from infecting us. And since so many of us, especially in lower New Jersey, haven't even had any testing done yet, we don't know who is really infected and who isn't. It can create in us, gosh, feelings of fear, anxiety. Am I infected? If I spend time with someone not thinking, and then I come home and I say, oh my gosh, if I have COVID-19, then I just shared a meal with someone else and sat close to them. The social anxiety that social distancing causes is perhaps a new phenomenon in our recent experience, but it certainly is not something new when we read our story today from the Gospel of John. We have in the passage a person, a man who was born blind. And back then you'd say, well, sure, people have been blind, people deaf, people who perhaps can't walk like most of us can, people who have other kinds of spiritual kind of obstacles in their life, people that have different kinds of anxieties, and all these things can keep us from one another. But in Jesus' day, people who were blind, especially those who were blind from birth, it implies in the story that this person had to make it on their own. In fact, had to be an expert in social distancing. The blind people in Jesus' day were people who had to sit outside the temple gates, outside the places of business, outside the walls of commerce, and just sit there. They could do nothing else. They sat there just hoping that in their lack of sight that they would hear some coins drop into the box next to them. And perhaps they, not unlike those who are homeless that sometimes we see at intersections as we travel about, but we just hope that we don't have to come too close to them, because perhaps the fear in Jesus' day was whatever caused this man to become blind could actually infect me. And in fact, that was the story. This blind person Jesus meets along the way and tells him a most curious thing. He says, take some mud. And even though Jesus would understand the social distancing, that those with different kinds of abilities would be kept away from the mainstream society, Jesus broke all those taboos. Jesus approaches the blind person and says, hey, I want you to do something for me. And so the man stands, and he creates some mud out of the dirt around him with the spit in his mouth. He creates some mud and actually places it on the man's eyes. Can you imagine? It would have shocked everybody who was watching it. And then the blind person, perhaps feeling desperate, perhaps realizing that since he had been blind from birth, what did he have to lose? It certainly beat sitting here begging for help. Somehow, the blind person in the story makes their way to the Pool of Siloam. It wasn't far from there. But how did he know about the Pool of Siloam? Well, that's easy, because back in Jesus' day, the Pool of Siloam was known as a place of healing, a place whose waters had special properties. Whether it was true or not, we're not sure. But the folklore around town was, yes, that's a special place. And so the person finds his way there. Doesn't say how he got there. Maybe he had some friends, the same ones who brought him from his home to his place where he sat all day begging, and then at the end of the day back home. Maybe it was some of Jesus' disciples that Jesus sort of gave a nod. Hey, go help that guy. And anyway, he makes his way to the Pool of Siloam and just follows Jesus' instructions. Wash the mud away from your eyes in the pool and come back to me. And he did, seeing. His eyesight was restored. Unbelievable! Especially since his ailment had been a lifelong condition. And so social distancing now became remedied through spiritual closeness. Jesus touches him and invites him to trust him and engage in a relationship. Jesus invites us to do the same sort of thing today. Yes, we must maintain social distancing, stop the spread, reduce the curve. But we must remember and find ways of staying connected with one another. You're doing this today by watching online. Perhaps later you'll invite a friend and say, hey, you know, I watched a service over at Cold Spring Worship online. And perhaps you would like to share that with them. It's a way for us to stay connected when we can't physically be together. The sanctuary looks very different today without 60 or 70 people or more in it. But I assure you that Cold Spring Presbyterian Church, our community of faith, is more than a building, as cool as this building is. For more than 300 years, we've been serving this community. Why is that? Because Jesus, for more than 300 years, for thousands of years, has been serving us, inviting us into a relationship with him. It transcends physical relationship. It transcends social distancing. It's the kind of relationship that Jesus invites us all to and gives us all access to. How do we do that? Well, one great way is to spend some time in God's Word. The Scriptures, the good news about Jesus, is for everybody. And whether you know a lot or don't know a lot, whether you're kind of religious or don't think yourself religious at all, whether you have a church experience or not, doesn't matter. Jesus didn't grill the guy who was born blind. Jesus didn't say, let me ask you a couple things here. Let me just see if you're really worthy of being helped. Because the religious leaders then, seeing the man who was born blind, said, somebody must have sinned for this to have happened. We look at our own life, COVID-19. We look at our own anxieties and fears. And when we look, oh my gosh, what have I done that God has done this to me? Well, Jesus responds to those criticisms about this man, this human being, this person with feelings and experiences and a history, a purpose in their life, says that this has been done so that God's spirit and manifold blessings could be revealed in his life. Who would have known? No one would pick to be blind. No one would choose to be deaf. No one would pick COVID-19 to experience. But we know that all these things work together for good, and that though this experience was awful for this man who was born blind, Jesus said these things have happened that the good news about God can be revealed. And so whatever experience we find ourselves in today, just know that God has something for you in it. Do you feel anxious, afraid? You're worried for family or friends, your kids or your elderly parents? Well, just know that God knows those feelings and God cares about you too. That all of us have value. That we're grateful for all of those who are serving us. That those who serve us in science and in health. That those who protect us in the public sphere. Those who are tempting to come up with remedies in our government. We stand one with the other because Jesus stands with us. It just takes a resistance of social distancing and not to model that in every part of our life, only the part that keeps us safe from a virus. But in every other part of our life this week, spend time in God's Word. Spend time talking with God. God wants to spend time with you. And that during these times of isolation, just know that Cold Spring Church and the community of faith here is here for you too. Online and in our prayers, we gather together because Jesus is present for us always, wherever we are, and always offers that living water that satisfies our deepest needs. Let us pray.